Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, episode 118. We start our side trip into Inspectors this time around. Now, because we set up our franchise in our hometown, the game has a very local flavor. All sorts of Louisville landmarks crop up. We create our characters pretty quickly and then get right to work on our franchise, which includes lots of equipment. We also get a job investigating a haunted ice creamery, which involves lots of research. There's even clues about the cult of the ethereal cow. A link to the Inspector's publisher, Memento Mori, will be in the show notes. Remember, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left in our voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766, or send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Stop by our rpgcrosstalk.com forum. Just scroll down to the Rusak Gamers section. You can also look for us on Facebook now. Just do a quick search for Rusak Gamers. Enjoy the show.
Hi, it's better than cake.
Isn't yes.
Genius. All right. We're recording.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to Rusak Gamers. This evening, we will not be playing
Nova Praxis.
Nova Praxis. Thank you.
Any
man,
game you've
that
ever
was
heard
bad.
Of.
Tonight we'll be playing Inspectors, which is an older game. Yes. But it's one of the first story-based games.
Oh, that reminds me, I gotta get some Ghostbuster theme music for this
game. There you go.
Yeah, I do.
Bum, 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 bum. Is that?
You need the Inspector Gadget theme song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just get some random theremin music. That'll work.
There you go.
And we are without Jeff this evening, so we'll see how it goes tonight. Might be civil and enjoyable, right?
No. Jason's going to get a chance to say something.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
I did. I said something twice now. You know, usually Jeff hits me when I start to talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like growing up, isn't it?
It's like your
memory.
It's like your brothers or something.
But tonight we'll do, we'll create our characters. We will create the franchise. And probably get into introductions and a little bit of playing, if everything goes well. But since that's never happened before, we'll see where it goes. All right. Let's introduce ourselves. Yeah. I'm Todd.
I'm Joe, and happy birthday, Todd.
Thank you. And Bill.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Thank you.
That's right. Happy birthday, guys. I'm Jason. And Roy, can you pass out the character sheets?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Doug.
I'm Bill.
I'm Roy, with the character sheets.
Because he's a character.
Mm-hmm. Because he's full of sheep.
Tonight he's hyped up on cake.
Sheet cake.
Sheet cake.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know what Inspectors is it's kind of a storytelling knockoff of Ghostbusters. That's the whole gist of it. So that's the whole idea is that we've got people in a small little franchise. Inspectors is the name of the company, and they have franchises all throughout the United States and I imagine worldwide. And the gist of it is that the characters here are within the franchise that does ghost hunting and that kind of thing, and research and paranormal and that kind of stuff. But it's just like Ghostbusters, it's not meant to be taken seriously. So it's kind of it's much lighter than the stuff that we've dealt with in the past. So let's start with, there are four, categories, academics, athletics, technology, and contact. You have 9 points to distribute. None can be less than one. None can be greater than four. But kind of have a concept for who you want. Do you want to be the smart guy? Do you want to be the tech guy, the brawny guy, the face person, some hybrid of any of those?
You don't have to distribute all your dice either.
No.
You can save some for cool dice.
Cool dice, yes.
What exactly is a cool dice?
Cool dice is kind of, you can use it anytime.
But you burn the die when you use it.
Exactly. You can get cool dice as the game goes on.
Right.
But you can't get
Your stats never change.
Yeah, that you don't bump up. You don't gain levels per se in this.
They will go down though.
Right. As we go forward, does anybody have an idea? I think one of the things they said is know what your character was before. Was he a, I don't know, was he a taxi driver? Was he a professor? Was he a programmer for a company that, I don't know, makes, you know, slot machines and stuff like that?
So we don't have day jobs.
Well, no, you can still have day jobs. You do stuff on the day off, but do you technically have a day job? No, this is your prime job.
Okay.
So, yeah, because this is where you work.
The other way around.
No, this is where you work. Roy, you got a thought?
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, my guy will be, I'm going to make him a college dropout.
Is he still young?
Yeah. Yeah, he's actually still young. Early 20s.
Okay. What did he study?
Chemistry.
Okay.
He has to get any job. He's got to make some money because the first time he tried to make meth at a hotel over what used to, behind what used to be the Toy Tiger.
Okay.
he burned down half the hotel.
At the Motel 6 over there?
Is that what that is? Motel 6?
Did you leave the meth on?
Mm-hmm.
He turned it on, he didn't set the timer, and he fell asleep in front of the TV watching typical. Breaking Bad. Because, you know, if that guy can do it, anybody can do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So how are you going to balance out his?
Right now I have academics is a 2, athletics is a 2, technology is a 2. The guy's just kind of an average dude.
Okay.
And contact is a 2, and I'm going to give him 1 cool die.
Here's my suggestion. Don't give him a cool die.
Don't give him a cool die?
Because I'll you'll get those as in the go. Game. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give him academics as a 3 then.
All right. That makes sense.
He's a college dropout, not because he's stupid. It's because...
He's lazy.
He's lazy. Yeah.
Doug?
Done.
All right. Let's hear it.
His name is Jerry Badin. He was born on Friday the 13th.
Oh.
Yeah. In his previous life, he was a sandwich artist at the local sub shop.
Uh-huh.
He's currently a security specialist.
Okay.
For inspectors. And he is good with a knife.
Okay. What about his abilities?
Academics 2, athletics 4, technology 1, contact 2.
Jason?
All right. This is what I've gotten so far. John McQueen's the full name. My alias is Dutch. Date of birth is 7/7/77.
Hmm. He's lucky.
That's right. Academics, I've got a skill of 2, athletics of 1, technology of 3, and contact of 3.
Okay. So you're the pretty boy.
Position of manager. Background right this minute, I was doing furniture salesman.
Okay.
And I haven't come up with a talent or a weird ability yet.
I think Jason should be the CEO.
All right. That sounds good.
If he's going to be the face guy, he should be the CEO of the company.
That's a good one. Somebody needs to be the smart guy, too. Then maybe a tech guy.
We'll need a tech guy. I've got the academics. 3.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, if somebody was a professor previously, maybe one of your professors, that's how you know if Bill wants to be the, you know.
Wants to be the professor.
Professor, or Joe could be the professor or something like that. You can be his Marianne.
I don't like the implications.
I still have nightmares over Marianne at LakeCon.
That was a pretty epic game.
What's your position, Doug?
Well, we haven't done positions yet, but I mean, if Jason's going to be CEO, that's a good fit.
I wrote down security specialist because I didn't want to be in charge.
What do I need?
Tell me who he is first.
Dr. David Ross.
Okay, and what was his background?
He was a parapsychologist.
Oh,
nice.
Very good. Very good. So he's probably the guy who kind of started this off. He might be in charge, but he's kind of the brains behind it, right?
Well, yeah. Cause
he's the COO.
Okay.
I'm too busy psychoanalyzing the ghost to actually run a business.
Okay. What are his abilities, academics, athletics, and so on?
Obviously, a 4 academics.
Okay.
1 athletics.
Mm-hmm.
2 down the line from there.
Okay. And his talent?
Paranormal encyclopedia.
That'll work.
Like silver tongue, but in my case, it's platinum.
Oh.
Yeah. Or you write that in there, silver tongue, but in my case, it's platinum. Joseph?
I had 2 ideas.
Let's hear it.
The first one was going to be like a world traveler type guy.
Mm-hmm.
work for a PR firm. I test vacation packages.
Okay.
But I don't see that would not apply really if we were just here in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, you're in Louisville.
Well,
you're here.
You got fired. You got downsized.
Mm-hmm.
Location specialist.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't work there.
You know all about the sights and sounds of Louisville, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of going for. Like
okay.
Maybe a civil engineer.
What do you want it to be? This is one of those things, what do you want it to be? But you're in Louisville, and it might be somebody you might meet on the street.
Okay, then I'm a former travel agent.
Okay. Who has the highest tech score?
I've got a 3 in tech
three.
So far.
I don't think anybody took a 4 in it, did they? So what do you think, Joe?
I got my stats.
Okay.
Academics, 2.
Okay.
Athletics, 1.
Okay.
Tech, 3, and contact, 3.
Okay. So you're similar to Jason. Is that the exact same ones?
Yeah. It's the exact same.
Okay.
Maybe should have changed.
Yeah, I'm gonna adjust my contact to a 1 and bring my athletics up to a 3.
Okay.
Because I thought I'd be good with talking to people,
mm-hmm.
and maybe as a secondary, probably pretty good with the equipment.
Okay. Sounds fun.
I want to do something similar. I want to drop my contacts to 1 and my tech up to 3.
Okay. That sounds good.
Being
I can switch mine.
All right.
Later. Genius.
Sounds good.
I can switch mine. It's not a big deal.
And 3 and a 2. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Jason's going to switch his academics and tech.
Okay.
As far as weird abilities and talents,
it's just a talent, just something you're good at.
I mean, handyman.
You know where everything is. I know where that is.
Yeah. Or you could be
man about town.
Man about town. Let's go to the franchise. How big is your franchise? I'd say you're starting out.
I think we got 5 people in our franchise.
6.
You'll have 6.
Well, he's
Winston,
not here.
Winston we don't count, will join next week.
Yeah, we don't count the janitor.
I think
he comes in on the night shift.
We are renting a 1-room office on Grinstead.
Grinstead?
On Grinstead.
Up in the Highlands?
Up in the Highlands.
Really?
Oh,
how expensive that's going to be?
No. How about the 4th Street Live, man? Be right in the live interview.
Yeah.
Like, we got that kind
of...
No way we got that kind of stretch.
I was thinking Dixie Highway.
I can see up in the Highlands.
How about...
That's the kooky part of Louisville.
Converted, cool, old home in old Louisville.
3rd
like
Street.
3rd Street with tall ceilings and, you know...
St. James Square.
Yeah, St. James.
Oh, yeah. Like
yeah, you'll never...
Kind of
you can't afford the Highlands. You'll never afford St. James Court.
Can't afford the lawyer fees that are going to get us the change in zoning.
But okay. I still like 3rd Street. But
we're renting the space above Electric Ladyland.
Which is out of... No.
They don't have space above Electric Ladyland.
They do now.
Yeah. Yeah, make it up. That row of buildings behind Electric Ladyland. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You can be up in there.
The ones that are right off Barstown, yeah. Or the ones that are on Barstown.
They're on Barstown Road.
The
Rose Bazzani's, or whatever.
Yeah, the Rose. Yeah. Because they've got upstairs. Oh, we're right above the Rose.
There you go. You're right above the Rose on Barstown Road.
What's that, Douglas Loop?
That's near Douglas Loop. It's about 2300 block of Barstown Road.
I think Jeff's favorite hole in the wall breakfast place is on that corner, by the way. So that's a perfect place.
Okay, I know which one it is.
Twig and Leaf.
Great place to go get some coffee and breakfast.
The greasy death.
Okay. Owner? Who's the owner?
Name. Wait, we didn't come up with a name for a place yet.
Oh, no.
Odd Happenings.
It's good to me. I mean, you guys choose.
Inc.
Odd Happenings, Inc.
A wholly owned... We're a franchise, mm-hmm. So...
Odd Happenings, Inc. And our business cards can say, oh, hi.
I like it.
All right. Owner, you can all own it.
No, I don't have any ownership in this thing.
2 of you can. 1 of you can. Somebody else can.
Let's let Jeff do it.
Oh, no. We'll never hear him stop.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I'll do it.
Okay.
That's mine.
Previous sandwich artist, academic professor, chemist failed, gone wrong.
Job out. Yeah.
Travel agent.
CEO, salesman.
You own it.
I just figured it was his ex-wife's.
Mm-hmm.
She owns it.
No, she passed. That's why I'm into this business.
Oh. She is our secretary. It's very spooky.
Who runs the show? Who makes the decisions here to take stuff?
Oh, what? Tommy Rocket?
That sounds like a dropout.
Does sound like a dropout.
That does.
I'm Bernard Fields.
Bernard Fields.
Bernie Fields.
It's just Bernie.
Oh, okay.
Only on the weekend.
He only works weekend.
Yeah.
Phil, what's your character's name?
Dr. David Ross.
Roy?
No.
Tommy Rocket.
Tommy Rocket. Okay, who's going to be treasurer?
Well, no, yeah, who is going to be treasurer?
What's that mean? You get to keep track of the sheet on how many dice our franchise has and where those dice are and who's spinning them.
Yep. You just keep track of them because at any point, if Bernie decides he wants to grab one off of there, he just grabs one and goes.
Okay, I'm holding the sheet right now, and it's got our credit card on it, it's mm-hmm. got our gym membership on it, and it's got our library card on it.
Right.
And each one of those represents a dice pool that we all have access to.
Yep. And you start out with the franchise dice.
Well, I'll be the treasurer if nobody
else.
All right,
Doug, there you go. I'm going to start you off with 7 dice because you're young. Start you off with 7, which means you can put all 7 on a credit card if you want. It's entirely up to you.
Ain't nothing like having a gold card and bad judgment.
That's right. So does Jason make all the calls? Does he run the show?
I think it's a slight board, but I'll pull the last handle.
Okay.
We pull it, like our Articles of Incorporation, we have a unanimous vote,
Well, I mean, it's
we all have to agree. Or
in other words, he values your opinion, but he may make the final decision. All right, so did investors privately fund this, or did you all max out your credit cards? So, in other words, how much operating leverage do you have? Are you leveraged out? I mean,
I like the leverage out. Put the pressure on us.
Yeah. So you've got all your money tied up in this place.
This is the last of the petty cash.
Yeah. All right. There you go. You guys have all your money tied up in this place. Well, so there's no, you know, vacations to the Bahamas when you guys get done. We kind of said what franchise looks like. And for those of you who are listening, imagine about
1940s brick face.
Oh, older than that. 1930s brick face. Imagine like some brownstones, in a series with small shop fronts on the first floor and they're brick on the second. So, and then there's maybe an entryway to the, upper floor, about in the middle of the building?
The middle of the building.
Yeah. So it's a long, narrow with a pitched roof.
Yep.
And that's what
almost
it is.
Is it almost like Mansard shingles siding?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Is there any amenities up there? Or are you guys having, it looks like a
right
startup.
Right behind a hippie head shop. That's okay. An amenity enough for me.
All right. So do you guys have a startup like you have doors for your desks or do you have those old, crappy desks that we have at work?
I don't have a desk. I'm just the hired help.
Okay.
I got a locker.
I don't need a desk as long as I have a lab.
Okay.
Yeah, we share a desk.
Okay. So shared desks and a small lab and a couple, maybe a closet for some books and stuff like that, right? This is not a high frills franchise, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's just not in the budget, guys.
Okay.
Can we have a vending machine?
No, all just right. go downstairs.
All right. What kind of gear do you have access to? Now,
we maxed out, so we got to get some good gear.
Yeah, now, I will allow you to go to experimental fringe.
Ghostbusters level equipment, poorly tested and prone to breakdowns. Experimental equipment's major drawback is that they're all one-shots or prototypes. If it blows up, there's no replacing it. Well, not for a while anyway.
Standard equipment is like anything you could get right this minute, like cell phones, computers, whatever.
Yeah.
Laser pointers.
Fringe equipment is like the stuff you saw in Ghost, like the
proton packs.
Proton packs and containment whatever's
traps
from, but they don't work very well. Okay, well, I still think our transportation's a soccer mom van.
No. Can we get one of those white cube?
AstroStar. What, a
the
Scion?
Cubes?
Yeah, the cubes.
A Scion cube?
Yeah. Can we get a cube?
Let's just get a milk truck.
Does it come with giant?
I know.
Does it come with giant gerbils?
Why don't you guys get an old UPS truck? Because there's about
too
a
big.
Billion of them around there. That's my suggestion.
Can we get that and paint it powder blue?
An old FedEx truck.
Oh, no, just go out.
Okay.
Go out with a bang, get a modified garbage truck.
No, the garbage truck doesn't really help us.
It is if we turned it into a containment field.
But an ambulance. We'll just go straight up Cannonball Run on this piece.
Well, it's up to you. Well, I mean, what do you want to have for transportation? It's up to you. You guys decide.
Actually, I kind of like the UPS truck idea. Yeah, I mean, there's only one seat in it for the driver.
Yeah.
And we can hold on to straps in the back.
Yeah. There's a fold down.
Yeah, you can do fold down seats in the back
yeah.
and
yeah. Bench. All right, so I think we have one laptop and one printer in the office. We have a 3-in-1. It's a printer, fax, scanner combo.
Sure, okay. Absolutely. Should probably have two laptops, though, or at least another computer.
Well, we have one in the office and one on the truck.
Well, we're playing
more in the lab,
we're
too.
We're playing Modern Times, right?
Yeah.
We all have pads.
Saying you need one computer in the lab.
Yeah, you can all have iPads, but don't try to run a PDF file on it.
And all the other correct apps.
No, I have a Droid.
Okay.
Works fine on the Droid, bud.
Todd was having issues.
PDF's an Android, dude.
All right, so we have six iPads. We have five iPads and a Droid.
I'll have a Droid also, if you don't mind.
Five iPads and a Droid. Okay.
I'll have a Kindle HD so I can watch movies.
I'm just going to put down six tablets.
Okay, six tablets. There we go.
Everyone can figure out what they got.
What other equipment do you have?
We should have a...
If I'm giving you experimental fringe, I mean, you can come up with something and...
We need an EM detector.
Yeah.
Now, let's see, that's not experimental fringe. That's...
Crap.
It might be crap,
no,
but...
ours actually works. Yeah. That makes it experimental fringe.
Oh. How about a... Yeah, we need to call it something fancier, though. Protoplasm detector. PPD.
Okay. A plasmodic net. For capture.
Ooh, that's a nice word.
Okay, who thought of the UPS truck? Who agreed to that?
Well, I thought it was a good idea.
Okay,
you thought it up.
Yeah, but you get to roll the technology roll to get it.
Okay, fine. Okay, so do y'all want me to use some of the bank dice?
What do you?
My technology roll to roll up the truck.
What's your technology?
Three.
Three. That's a pretty decent chance to get a six out of that.
Five or so. I'd be happy with a five, to be honest.
That'd be fine.
How do the rest of the dice work?
It depends upon when you use it.
You only use it one time?
Yeah. You use it one time.
Yeah. Okay.
The
bank dice have the potential of going back into the bank.
Yes.
The other dice you use once and they're gone.
Yeah.
Do you want me to use any other dice or just roll it out?
Yeah.
How many dice are you rolling?
Three.
Three.
Yeah, just roll it.
Just roll it?
Just roll it.
Ooh, got a five on the end.
A five.
Woohoo, franchise die.
That's a good. Yeah, but not on this.
No?
No, this is not part of the job. This is rolling up your thing. Describe the result. You describe the vehicle.
Okay, not only was I able to get a UPS truck, I got one that some guys are already painted. And he's practicing to open up his own van customized paint job shop. So we've got a hot female wraith look on the side of the truck. I mean, she's kind of flowing out of a dead tree.
Is this like mid-70s van?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Only not lit up.
Okay. All right.
That's our
we'll
it runs
it
like
the,
a dream.
We'll
what's her name?
The
Spectre Lady?
The MILF. The mobile intelligence laboratory forensics.
Mobile inspectors.
I don't know. Something.
Mobile inspectors. So what you call it the MILF. So what does that mean?
I don't know. Doug.
Well, Roy.
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 I don't like the MILF. It's a little too over the top, especially with
you made the role
chick on the side. I just was wanting to call it Eve.
Call it Eve.
Eve
or Evie?
Eve.
Okay.
With a Y? Mm.
No, just Eve.
Okay.
She's pretty.
Eve is the van.
She's pretty.
She's fast.
Okay. Doug,
no,
you thought of the...
she's really not that fast.
Doug, you thought of the iPads. Won't you roll for the iPads?
Okay.
That's a tech roll.
I got one die.
Who thought of it?
Well, I said the 3-in-1 printer.
Bill?
Bill said that because we're talking about computers.
Bill, roll for the iPads.
Four.
Fair. Describe the mostly positive result of your action, but you must also include a negative or humorous effect.
The iPad one doesn't work right.
Oh, no. They all work within standard parameters. Mm-hmm. The problem is there are six different pads, and none of them can communicate to each other.
Okay.
So we have an iPad. We have a Kindle. We have a Surface. We have a Droid.
Mm-hmm. Surface RT.
So you...
They just can't communicate with each other.
Okay. All right, so you've got six iPads with six different operating systems.
Yeah.
Okay.
And one of them is stuck in Spanish.
Jeff says.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay.
We're going to teach Jeff the lesson for missing a game.
Yeah. All right, roll up your 3D printer.
Well, it's not a 3D printer.
Three-in-one printer.
Three-in-one. I thought you said a 3D printer. Sorry.
Although a 3D printer. Yeah. Oh, now you're talking. I only have one die in tech.
Okay. Roll away.
Ooh, four.
Fair. Same thing as Bill. Mostly positive with a negative or humorous effect.
It's a color printer,
mm-hmm.
but it's out of magenta all the time.
Oh, terrible. So it's all yellow and blue and black.
Ugh. But I just changed it.
Okay. Is there any other tech that you guys want to put in there? Now, again, like I said, you're at the experimental stage. Now, this is before you start. You can think of stuff as you need it.
Well, we came up with two items.
Yeah, the EMF.
What was that?
We got a laptop and protoplasm detector.
Yeah, the PPD.
The protoplasm detector, which whoever thought that up, and
that was
the
me.
Plasmatic net to capture things.
Okay. And that was you?
Yeah.
All right.
Here's the PPD. Got a six.
A six.
Sweet.
Amazing. Describe the result.
It works as an attachment to any tablet that we've got.
Okay. So despite the...
So it's
Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
Yeah, it's Bluetooth.
Very nice.
It's nice. Doug, thanks. It's almost like that little gizmo that McCoy on Star Trek uses.
Oh. You know,
he's got the tricorder.
The
little pop-out part.
Yeah, the little pop-out part. It's kind of like that.
It's got a built-in web server, so everybody else can use their iPad or their tablet and monitor it while the one guy's holding it.
But we can't ever know who's actually holding it all the time.
All right.
Because they don't communicate correctly.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
So we get the information, we just don't know who's getting the information.
Exactly.
We don't know who's in trouble.
Yeah. All right. Now, Bill, you're rolling for what?
A plasmatic net.
Okay. What does that do?
It captures ghosts.
Oh, okay. All right.
Four.
Fair. Mostly positive with a negative or humorous effect.
Well, of course it works.
Mm-hmm.
You have to toss a net on them.
Maybe it fires from a bazooka or a cannon or something.
It's obscenely large.
It has to be carried by two people.
It's small and you keep losing it.
Apparently ghosts are bigger than whoever designed our net.
It's on rollers.
Okay.
it's like a little halftime cannon.
Okay.
Piece.
All right.
It has to be rolled down the street. You can't really carry it.
Okay.
But it works fine.
Okay. It works fine, but it looks like one of those cleaners that you get from the grocery store to go and clean your carpets, right?
No.
Yeah, or it's even bigger than that.
Like two feet by 4 feet.
Uh huh.
About.
Like a carry-on luggage with wheels? Like pull behind you kind of thing?
Except.
It's too big to carry. You got to pull it.
Except it's on its as if it was always flat.
So what you're saying? Okay. What you're saying? It looks like a cylinder that you got to stuff the net into before you find.
Well, yeah. You got to put the net in. This is the capture device. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So instead of kicking them off the one that looked like a shoebox in the Ghostbusters movie, this one looks like a large piece of luggage that you're going to have to.
That we have to shoot at.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to make a roll. I want to roll up something for our for our facility.
All right. What is it you're looking for?
As the resident skeptic of the group, I want to capture a ghost. And I think we need something to store it in, like a containment cube or
something. So you need a, you want to roll up a containment cube?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then it may be, I don't know. So what, I roll my tech?
Tech? Mm-hmm.
And that's it?
That's it.
Five.
Five. Good. All right. Describe it.
It's, it looks like a, you know, 10-foot by 10-foot cube on a base.
Where are you going to put it?
In the basement.
Okay.
Basement. Mm-hmm. We're on the second story.
There's an unused bathroom.
There's an unused bathroom down the hall, and you're just going to put it all in there.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got like co-ed men and women's bathroom, and then one that's his ghost.
You didn't get the result that it has to have a drawback. You got the awesome result.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. Well, it's on the roof.
Okay.
I mean, this thing could be like the size of a dorm refrigerator, if that's what you want. I mean,
yeah, it's good. You didn't get amazing, but good.
Described. Right. I want it big enough to where we can study it, possibly observe it.
Okay.
And prove to the world that these things are complete baloney.
Okay.
So it has some kind of built-in
viewing.
System.
It's a clear see-through ceiling that we can just plug them right into the ceiling. And we can see them moving above us.
Oh, it's on the roof.
It's on the roof.
But it's a glass bottom boat.
Yeah, it's a glass.
Is that what you want?
Sure.
It's yours to describe.
That sounds great. Yeah.
Okay, so we have a old UPS truck with a custom paint job, a laptop, a 3-in-1 printer that with no Magenta, 6 tablets that have 6 different OSs, a protoplasmic detector that's Bluetooth,
PPD,
a plasmatic net that's on rollers, and a containment cube with a viewing window.
I don't know, do we want anything else?
Well, I mean, we are definitely set for ghosts, but, I mean, we could be hunting down.
Are we hunting anything else? Is the next
exactly?
I have not gone through the entire book. Are we hunting other things or just plain mainly ghosts?
That's up to you guys.
We need to bring in cash. I'm at my end of my links here. We need money.
We got to go after.
No. That's how we're going to start this out. So the money's going to come in at the beginning. So.
We'll go after the goat man.
No, we're not going after the goat man.
I want to go after the goat man.
I know you do, but we're not going after the goat man. For those listening, that's is that out in J-Town?
Big bunch of crap. It's like the devil worshippers at Hot Rod Haven.
Here, how about a bioelectric disruptor? Basically, it's a shotgun taser.
For ghosts?
For whatever.
For anything.
A shotgun taser. I like it. I want one now. Roll it up and get a tube.
He's got a, what do you got on your technology?
Okay, let me read you this part so you'll understand.
Okay.
Sometimes one of the players will want something way out of the ordinary when making a skill roll, such as, quote, 15-gigawatt insta-death anti-vampire ray gun.
No, that's not what I want, though. Although that would be cool.
No, that'd be good, too, though.
So to specific piece of equipment, I give you essentially the obstacle. So a 4, 5, or a 6, and then you go from there and you roll your tech roll.
So I have to get a 4, 5, or 6.
Yeah. Yeah. And for that one, I'd say it's at least a 5.
Oh, come on. It's a shotgun. It's a one shot item.
It's a shotgun.
It's not like a pump action. You know?
I mean, if it's just a shotgun that fires like shot.
Well, no, they're specially designed shot, but it can only shoot one at a time without having to reload. And
if you make it a 4, 5, or 6, you really didn't take anything away. You should make it a 5 or a 6.
I know. I know. It likes what I'm saying. It'd be a 5. It depends upon what you want. If you say, hey, I want a shotgun. Okay. I'll
roll just go down to Walmart.
Be that. But if you want the special shells and you say, that's the big thing. Mm-hmm. Or the shotgun that I have runs off of a power supply that I hold on my back, blah, 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 blah. So
go for the special
shell.
That's
awesome. I can see running with the gun. Going, yeah. I have to run for at least 10 minutes before it charges.
Special pump shoes.
Yeah. Okay. So it's up to you. I mean, if you want that, roll it.
If you're going to go for that, you should get a shotgun, though, that has specialty shells where one of them could be to stun ghosts and one could be to you know, shoot vampires or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever the situation is, you should have the shell for that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
I like a pump action shotgun
mm-hmm.
with a variety of cryptologically appropriate ammo.
Okay. Make your roll.
And what is, I need a...
Oh, bandolier of color-coded shells.
Well, yeah, that's part of it.
It'll be a 5 or 6, depending upon what you get and how many shells you get out of it.
All right. Well, shooting this, what would the skill roll be to use this?
Athletics.
I mean, it'll be athletics.
Athletics.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. But see, I mean, you don't have to use it. Anybody else can use it.
Technology would be for like weird science,
the
like
plasma, the plasmonic net.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you going to give me dice? I get to use the credit card.
You can use the credit card.
So that's one use, right? For
yep.
the credit card?
Yep. One use. Make it count.
Ooh, a six.
Oh, on the credit card.
2 6s.
No, it does just, all you got to do is get a 6. Yeah.
I know.
You know,
so,
I don't know which, oh, this was a credit card.
Yeah.
You get, your shotgun and you get 6 shells. And they can be, I don't know, what 6 do you want them to be? They can be all the same. They can be different.
Can we decide when we use them?
No, decide now.
One ectoplasmic for
ghosts.
Ghosts.
Okay.
Spectral.
Doug, are you writing us down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ooh, one of wood shavings for vampires. Stick them.
Wood shavings and garlic.
Yeah. Vamp rounds.
A specially made taser
okay.
shell. Like my original idea. I want to have one of my original idea.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For just anybody?
Yeah.
For just
the general purpose.
Well, it's a shotgun round, so it can be several anybody's.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about a silver round?
Oh, definitely silver pellets.
Ah.
Yeah.
For the lycanthropes.
That's 4. And you can
aliens?
Do...
I think taser would still work for aliens.
What if they're beings of electric nature?
What if they eat batteries, yeah.
How about something like a nuke? Like like the one you don't want to use unless you have to.
Have a nice day.
Kaboom. Antimatter.
The Widowmaker.
Yeah.
The Widowmaker.
It splits and crosses the stream. Right. Yeah.
We're not sure what it does.
I like that.
There you go. We're not
we don't
sure
know
what
it does.
The holy crap bolt.
Yeah. The unknown. I'm not sure what this one does.
Yeah.
It's got a skull and crossbones on it. We don't know what it does. It came free.
With a disclaimer.
Yeah.
And the last one, I don't know quite how to come up with it, but my idea is that it draws attention away from you. Maybe a pheromone blast or highly concentrated...
the diversion round.
Yeah, the diversion round.
That may be more like a flare, like a...
Well, just put the diversion round and you can describe it when it happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's that?
Yeah, that
the squealer.
Right. Yeah, because when whoever decides to shoot it, depending upon... what they roll,
yes.
It may say,
it's
hey,
a party popper.
Yeah, it's a party popper, but it goes off right in front of you.
Mm.
So.
Colored streamers come out of the barrel. Good one there.
I've called John McQueen because I am looking to, invest in some of the more unusual, aspects of future investment. So I asked to meet at 6 a.m. in the morning in your office.
Man, what a jerk.
Any every customer can't be wrong. You got to be there right.
No, it's not a customer. I'm in the investor.
Like I said.
Investors are never wrong.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. I am a venture capitalist willing to give as much money as possible. Maybe. It kind of depends. So, who shows up first? Which one of you guys show up
first? I'll be there bright and early.
John shows up first.
Yeah. I'll show up second, but I'm on my third Red Bull.
Okay.
And I am not happy.
John shows up first, and what he sees is, 3 expeditions. No, 3 Suburbans. That's the one I was thinking of. 3 blacked out Suburbans sitting in the alleyway beside the building.
Nice. Tinted windows.
Tinted windows, whole nine yards. Their lights are on, the engines are running, and as you go up to the main door, there's a big hulking guy there. He's 6'7", 6'8". He's got sunglasses on at 6 o'clock in the morning, or 5:30 in the morning. It's something like that. And he looks at you, and he says, "Mr. McQueen."
"Yes? Can I help you?"
Are you ready for the meeting?"
"Yes, my crew will be slowly coming in, but we can get started with the formals."
"Very well. We'll be in just a moment." And you see him. He presses something on his ear and talks into his little sleeve.
At the same time?
Yeah. And walks away.
Well, I'll get the door open and start prepping the coffee. And
well, that's right. We don't have a coffee machine.
We didn't roll for a coffee machine, buddy. You're dining at
Twig and Leaf.
Twig and Leaf. Yeah, that's probably the closest place.
Well, you see another couple of really large guys walking down the street, and they're holding a cup of coffee from Heine Brothers right there at Douglas Loop. And they come down the street, and they open the door, and they both open the door, look down each of the alleyways, and guy walks out, walks upstairs, and by this time, I guess you guys are filtering in. And whereas
I was already in the lab.
You're already in the lab?
I rolled out of the back of the truck.
As big and imposing as all the bodyguards are, this guy is every bit of 110 pounds soaking wet. He's got on flip-flops. He's got on some raggedy pair of shorts, cargo shorts, and he's got on a tank top t-shirt with a ball cap turned around backwards. And he's having his coffee.
We can see his underwear.
Yeah. He's that kind of guy. You know, under the boxers are hanging out of his shorts a little bit. He's got it looks like he's trying to grow a beard, and it's one of those beards that's just awful. So it's patchy in spots. It looks like he's about 3 years past puberty, and he comes up and
new money.
"How dare you? How dare you?"
Just maybe it's old money. Maybe it's daddy's money.
Adding to the description. No, he's new money. "Dude, which one of y'all is McQueen?"
"That'll be me."
"Hey, man. What is this?"
"This is the future. The upcoming expanding of the supernatural. Finding, capturing, destroying, if you like, but preferably capturing."
"Okay. Okay, so what do you do?"
"Well, we're going to try to catch ghosts, vampires, or other supernaturals, werewolves."
"You said try. We just lost him."
We do the impossible.
"Okay, all y'all are there. I mean, you can pipe in at any time you want to." "So,
if I may. Fourth Red Bull."
"Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, this is Mr. Fields. He is our geography expert."
"Sir, I'm not so sure if ghosts are real, but if they're real, we're going to catch one and possibly weaponize them."
Cool.
"If we could sell ghost technology to the government, we would become one of the biggest and baddest defense contractors in the country."
"Pretty cool. All right. So,
but we have to catch one first." "And
have you caught one?"
"Well, that's kind of where you come in."
"I don't know anything about catching ghosts. What, I mean, do you do the catching, or do all of you do what?" This guy hadn't even turned around to look at me.
"Hey, Doc."
I'm pointing at Bill.
"This is Mr. Ross. Mr. Ross is our paranormal expert."
What was that? I'm sorry?
"This fine gentleman has a couple of questions for you."
"Oh, I make things. I study things. I know things."
"Okay. You just study things? I mean, is that it?"
"Well, for example, you look like slightly anemic, yes?"
"Okay, yeah, I guess I am."
"You're safe from vampire scent. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay. All right.
Although,
have you caught a vampire?
No, do you know where one is?
Could you weaponize a vampire, too?
Well, that
we
would
could
be
figure
easy.
Out how to make super soldiers immortal.
Really?
Imagine how cool that would be, dude.
That sounds pretty cool.
As long as you can eliminate the ultraviolet problem, you have no problem.
Okay. And what about the dude over here who keeps piping up every once in a while?
Well, that's Mr. Rocket.
No. The player's piped up. The character hasn't.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
The gentleman that's standing over there is Mr. Rocket. He's our chemist specialist.
Well, he ain't older than me.
What's up, dude? Better living through modern chemistry.
Oh, I know you. Okay. Okay, yeah, I know you. What about him?
Mr. Bad End's here? He's our security. He handles all the fine.
All right. So when do you get these jobs?
Well, we just started. We're out there looking. We're trying to get our name out.
Okay. Well, I might be able to help you with that. Tell you what, depending upon how you do on your first job, I'll consider investing with you. What do you say?
Sounds good. So what are the first details that we must accomplish first?
Well, you take care of the job, okay? I'll send somebody over here to talk to you about it, because it's not a job for me. It's a job for a friend of mine. And
sorry, a little something in my throat.
So I'll get him over here, and he'll explain to you what's going on. And what you notice about him is that he turns really serious. I mean, whereas you had this, you know, smarmy little 16-year-old kid or whatever, he turns real serious.
Does your friend have a name?
He'll know you.
How will we know him?
Because he'll come knocking on your door. You'll see him this morning.
Kid, look around. Lots of people knock on this door.
Yeah. But he'll mention me.
Day, night, night, day. That's all we got around here, right, boss?
That's right.
Look for him later on this morning. I did this early so we can make sure we get everybody up and running.
What's the kid's name?
This kid is Myron Simmons.
Oh, crappy as old money.
Yeah, if he'd have said, like, Trevor Banks,
new
money.
New money. Mm-hmm. Myron, only old money. No,
Hayden.
Myron.
You know, one of them names.
Mm-hmm. Myron Simmons.
Sorry, any listeners named Hayden or Trevor.
Ooh, that's an idea. Ultraviolet Lab. Ultraviolet Round. I got to make one of those.
Very well, gentlemen. You'll see him later on today. Hopefully I'll speak to you soon. And he turns on a heel and leaves. I mean, he's the center of four huge, massive linebackers going down the steps and on out. Zoom, they're gone before the sun even comes up.
I got a few things to check in the truck, boss. I'll be down there.
I'm going to go pick up pancakes. Who wants something?
Me, and I'm going to clean this place up. This mess is a place, for crying out loud.
Place is a mess.
This mess is a place.
Be an investor coming in.
Gentlemen, be coming in with the job in a little bit. A
couple hours later, mid-morning, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you see this guy walking around outside. He's got a piece of paper in his hand, and he's looking at the addresses up and down, and he walks up the middle, walks up the steps and knocks on your door.
I'll go over, open up the door, come on in.
And it's, he's in a casual outfit, probably. He's young. He's 44.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right, Bill?
No comment.
It's best not to insult the GM.
That's right. That's right. So he knocks on the door and he says, I was told to come and see a Mr. McQueen.
That's me.
Okay. Mr. Simmons told me that I could come and see you about some assistance.
Yes. Have a seat.
Okay.
Is that my new assistant?
No, that's not your new assistant.
Oh. I need one.
When Rocket comes in, he can help you.
Okay.
He asked you, is this being recorded in any way?
No, sir. It's confidential. Okay. Just between us.
All right, so we can... I guess the thing that I'm concerned about is you guys aren't going to show up in like in a balloon or anything with a whole bunch of fanfare and lights and stuff like that, right? Okay.
I'll go take the lights off the van.
All right.
Don't touch my van. Somebody call up the fanfare. The right. Fanfare and fire those guys.
All right. My name is Jack Miller, and I have a business making ice cream down in Distillery Commons. And we have noticed over the past few weeks, we thought we were being robbed because the way that we make the ice cream in the small vats, we make them about 20 gallons at a time. Some of it was going missing. And when I mean missing, the whole vat was going missing. It was just gone. So we put in an alarm system, and that didn't seem to help. And we put in dogs, and for some reason the dogs never made a sound, but in the morning all it was is they were cowered in the corner, no matter what dogs we had. So I finally paid some of my employees to stay there overnight just to make sure that we could see what was going on. And they keep telling me they see apparitions. They see
dead people.
They don't know if it's dead people, but it looks like, old distillers. I mean, they see somebody that looks something like in some sort of Victorian garb. But some of them are floating. They hear sounds. They see lights. And still,
whoa,
some of the ice cream is missing.
Dude, same thing happens to me on the weekends.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll wake up, my ice cream's gone, and I've seen some crazy stuff at night.
Okay. All right, so I don't know really what's going on, and I've kind of hit my limit of what I can do with this.
It sounds like Ghost Cows.
Okay.
Ghost cows?
Yes. They produce ectoplasmic milk. It draws the spirits.
Doc, clearly what he's got, he's hired a bunch of pothead kids. They stick around all night. They get stoned. They get the munchies. They go through a vat of ice cream. Our price is still the same, you know. If we don't find apparitions or spectral ghost cows,
we wouldn't find the ghost cows there. They're on the farm.
We still charge the same.
Oh, okay, very, very well. That's fine.
But it's the ecto milk. That's the problem.
Well, we could detect that.
We'll be happy to look into it. We'll get started on this. When do you want us to get?
Obviously, the sooner the better.
Right now. Let's go right now. I'm hungry.
No. My next question is, will we be on a time limit? Will you shut down for a weekend? Or,
well, I mean, if there's a certain time that you want to get in there.
Well, you say this happens at night, so that's when we
get in
there.
It does. It happens at night, and it seems to happen pretty consistently.
Can we please stay the night at an ice cream shop, please? Can we please?
Well, it's not an ice cream shop per se, but
is there ice cream there?
Well, yeah, there's always ice cream.
Can we please stay at the ice cream shop all night, please? Please.
Well, if you guys need to stay the night there, that's fine. That's what I kind of figured that you would be doing anyway.
You can just lock us in. We'll be all right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, what we do is very serious. We got to set up equipment. We got a lot of, we got to run some cables.
I need to find my spoon.
Okay.
Things are pretty, this is pretty serious work we do.
Okay. All right. I guess that's fine. When is it that you would like to start?
As soon as possible. How about tonight?
Tonight's fine.
We'll start after hours. What time do you close?
We typically leave there about 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
We'll be there at 7:30.
What time do you open?
Normally somebody's there around 5 or 6 in the morning.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
Ice cream.
No, we not scream. We go see the ice cream.
Ice cream.
Since you've done that, what is it that you want to do now? You've gotten, it goes through several steps in here. You've gotten the call. Okay. You've learned about the job.
We got one.
All right. So.
How many dice do we need?
10.
10 dice.
And that's how many dice you have to get to succeed in doing this.
And for the players at home, how do we get dice?
When you roll fives and sixes, uh-huh. You get franchise dice.
Okay.
On a roll of five, you get one franchise die, and on a roll of six, you get two franchise dice.
Sweet.
Okay. Next typical step on this is research and investigation. So you can research this. You can describe what you're going to do. Are you just going to go headstrong into it? You can do it a couple of ways. You can research, do some field work. You know, field work is where a lot of will hit the road, but you can do research ahead of time to see maybe what was down there.
Well, yeah, since we don't need to want to go down there tonight.
Yeah
I think
yeah.
We need to get a
I'd definitely research.
Well, get a okay. good grasp of how ice cream is made. There could be some of the chemicals involved.
I could head over to the Earler's Dairy Library and do some research there.
Well, the other thing is before
ice.
Well, beforehand, do that and go test out the particular ones ice creams that they have eaten. If mm-hmm. it's just a particular group of like Rocky Road. Well, I figured you would.
Can I take the credit card?
No.
I think we need to look into their employees, see if one of them's stealing. Maybe okay. selling the ice cream.
We can check their ice cream tonight when we go there.
Well, who wants to do it first? Who wants to? Who? You've all come up with several ideas.
Well, I've got one more. On geography, find out past history on the place. Find all out right. if it was built on a graveyard or something goofy.
mm-hmm.
Well, I want to know what spirits eat ice cream and why. And
do your research roll.
Yeah.
And I mean, do your research roll.
And what is a research roll?
Academics. Sorry.
Okay.
And you are now at this point. You could use.
We're on the clock.
Yeah, we're on the clock.
So now, when we get fives and sixes,
franchise dice come into play. So, and once you hit 10. You know, that's when you start getting to what you need to get. So what is it that you're looking for?
He's looking at Bill.
I'm looking at Bill. Sorry. Professor.
Well,
Doc.
Mr. Ross.
Well, I stand my character statement that it's, ghost cows.
Okay.
More specifically, the milk from the ghost cow.
So what do you want to find out? Do you want to, I mean, what is it that you're researching? Are you researching ghost cows?
Ghost cows, the milk, what kinds of specters are,
how do you
are
do it?
Drawn
okay.
to ice cream made from ghost ecto milk?
All right, make your roll.
Do you need ecto milk maids to get milk from spectral cows, or can anybody do it?
Well, it's...
Well, that's what kind of thing we're trying to find out, right?
Yeah.
Why, heck, my grandmother told me about spectral cows when I was
spectral
kid.
Locomotives. Right?
The milking machine would just come on for no reason.
any specials?
That's so cool.
Do I need to get anywhere specific?
Well, I mean, again, we're looking at the higher the better. You're okay. going for the chart.
So I'm getting any support on this one?
That's up to you. You make make that choice.
I make that choice.
You can grab all of them if you wanted to. Yeah. But, I mean, the bank is open to anything,
well,
and the credit card's open to anything, but he would need, it's the library card.
Yeah. The library is for academics.
Academics.
So you got the two on the library and the three in the bank.
Yeah.
So what are your opinions, what are the opinions on using dice out of the pool? I'm not sure.
Do you think you have something cool to say if you get a six?
I think I've already said it, but yeah.
Well, I mean, think about it. If you got something cool to say about what you want to find out, then, hey, I've got something that I know will change the game and this is what I'm going to do. But if you just want to know about them, roll and see what happens. But if you want something specific out of it, then obviously you want closer to a six. So you're just rolling straight up.
I'll just roll my four.
Okay, go ahead.
Five.
A five.
So you do get a franchise die. Doug, you got that under control?
I got it under control.
All right. So that's good. Describe it.
Certain cows can sometimes be possessed.
Okay.
And when they are possessed, they produce ecto milk. Ectomilk is a delicacy, especially when rendered into ice cream.
Ah.
It's it a flavor enhancer.
It draws ectoplasmic beings from miles around, and they just slurp it up.
It makes the ice cream taste heavenly.
Heavenly. Very nice. Okay.
So it's so these aren't ghost cows. These are possessed real cows.
Yeah, it is.
Well, there's certainly a lot of cows.
Haunted
going
cows.
Haunted cows.
The cows themselves may be haunted too.
I mean, produce. I don't know if it's cows as so much bull.
Oh.
Okay. All right. So you've got ectoplasmic cows. So now what else? What else you want to find out?
I want to research the geographical place of Distillery Commons.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if it maybe the location, the history, if Louisville history tells me any clues.
Specifically, what are you looking for? Are you looking for
like maybe the
paranormal stuff, or are you just looking for, hey, this is what happened in Louisville history in 1875?
In 1875, it was owned by a farmer whose whole family was buried on that.
Maybe they were witchcraft farmers, and I don't know. Let me roll and see what happens.
Well, my point in saying that is that if you roll and that's what you're trying to find out, and you tank out and you roll a one, then that gives me an idea where to go with it.
Okay, I want
to.
Kind of what are you looking for?
I'm looking for clues to see if.
I mean, are you looking at the paranormal history of the area?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
Five
gets another die.
Woo!
And you're good. Describe what you find.
So in the 1870s. Before Distillery Commons was built,
mm-hmm.
this land was a large dairy farm.
Now, you know where Distillery Commons is, right?
Yeah.
You know what it's next to?
Mm. Headliners, maybe.
Yeah, and?
I don't know.
It backs up to Cave Hill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right close to it.
Yeah.
Cave Hill Cemetery?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Colonel Sanders is buried there.
He's got a chicken on his headstone.
How old is that cemetery?
There's Civil War soldiers buried there, so, yeah.
Okay.
Early 1800s.
1848.
So next to the cemetery, there was a dairy farm. And the farmer who ran said dairy farm was known, or it was rumored, apparently he was in trouble with the town a lot because he practiced witchcraft.
Okay. What was his name?
His name was Jebediah
Springfield.
That's it.
Jebediah Springfield. Okay. Into witchcraft.
Dabbled.
Dabbled in witchcraft.
Yeah, dabbled in witchcraft.
He was the leader.
Another unmentionable thing.
Yes.
The leader of the cult of the sacred cow.
Cult of the ethereal cow.
Yes. And that's no bull.
Okay. Does anybody else want to do anything?
I want to look into the workers.
Okay. Now, do you want to research them or talk to them?
I'll talk to them.
Mm.
Okay. What do you want to ask them? Actually, no. Roll the die. We'll see what you ask them.
Yes.
That would be a contact roll.
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of want this to go bad. Four.
Four. It's fair. Describe the mostly positive result of your action, but you must include negative or humorous effect.
So I talked to the worker guys to try to get a feel if any of them are stealing the ice cream. Maybe they owe somebody money. Maybe they just really like ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And in the course of investigations, I find out that everybody is pretty up and up and being honest.
Mm-hmm.
But there's that one guy
mm-hmm.
who doesn't want anybody in his business
mm-hmm.
and wants to keep to himself. And when I ask him questions, I made an enemy. Cause now I'm that guy asking questions.
You're that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That guy asking questions.
And so
questions.
He leers at you.
Right.
I don't trust him, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's.
Something's up.
Okay.
I bet they're here for layoffs.
Yeah. That's a good one. Okay. Anybody else?
I want to see if I can find out the connection between the two.
To what?
Between Miller and Simmons.
Okay. Do a...
The investor and the friend?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Ah.
Do a contacts roll.
Cool. Five.
Five. You get a point. And it's good. What do you find out? What's their relationship?
Their family.
Okay. How so?
They're half brothers, and he went into the family business, and Simmons went into his own, went out of the family.
Okay. So the kid made tons of money on his own,
right?
And Miller went back to the old family
business,
the ice cream and dairy business. Okay.
How many ghosts can you figure out? How much ice cream is being eaten in one night? Is it one whole big vat, or is it just a little bit?
Nobody's asked. Somebody asked originally is what kind of ice cream was it, all this other stuff. You had all these thoughts, and then other things came up. So
I think Jason's asking that now.
All right.
How much ice cream can a ghost eat?
Which particular group of ice cream, or how much?
All right, academic.
And are they allergic to nuts?
And how many ghosts would eat that much? Take two.
Woohoo, six.
Oh, that's
six.
Nice.
That's two. What is it, Jason?
My favorite's Rocky Road. It's got to be the Rocky Road.
Okay. Okay. So is Rocky Road the only one being eaten?
It's the only one.
Okay. Rocky Road is the full only
vat.
The full vat. They're taking it how often?
About once every 3 days.
Once every 3 days. Okay.
So 30 gallons of Rocky Road every 3 days.
Yep. All right. Anybody else?
Why the Victorian costumes? I'm just trying to tie that into our. Why are they seeing spectral Victorians?
Could have been farmer workers on the farm.
So you looked into the place next door.
You being?
Bernie looked into the place next door and what it was in the 1800s. But
well,
nobody's looked into what this place was in the 1800s.
Well, no, he said this was farmland.
Yeah.
This whole area was farmland, is what he said.
Okay, in the 1800s.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make a ultraviolet ray which will pasteurize the ghost milk.
The ghost milk.
Rendering it unpalatable to the ghosts that are haunting the place.
Okay. All right. All right, that's a five. Roll me a, give me a tech roll and give me a five.
Tech is...
Library?
No,
that's academic.
That's academic, athletics, and the bank card is tech.
Yeah.
So there you go. That sounds like a good one.
How many dice you got?
I have three in tech.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wow. Four. What happens when the...
A four.
The best on the bank is a three. What does that happen?
No, I didn't give you bank.
It's not the bank.
Yeah, it's the credit card.
Not the bank, it's credit card. So you roll a four, and you get your, what did you call this thing?
Ultraviolet pasteurization milk.
Ultraviolet pasteurization module. All right.
Ectoplasmic pasteurization.
Yes. You get it. You make it. But instead of pasteurizing the milk, it curdles it.
It's still unpalatable.
It still renders it useless to a ghost, right?
As milk, but it might make it tasty cottage cheese. We're not real sure yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, wait, he got a four.
Yeah.
That's mostly positive with a negative or humorous effect.
That's what I'm saying. He still got it,
it does what it does.
It curdles the milk, and maybe it...
Well, don't I still get to describe it?
No, you did describe it. You said, this is what I want. I want this, and that's what I'm saying. I'm giving it to you, but with the one hiccup.
Chewable ice cream.
Yep.
Dippin' Dots. Hey, they make a lot of money.
That's true. All right. So anybody else can still roll up stuff. All right, because this is part of the procurement part, the suiting up. Procure the necessary equipment to deal with the problem. Have you done all the research you think you need to do before you start go out and doing field work in the middle of the night?
So just out of curiosity, Doc, How many ghosts can this net hold?
We haven't tried it with more than one yet.
Or are...
How big of a ghost? Because, you know, one human-sized ghost is different than a cow-sized ghost.
Because if
but they're not ghosts.
They're possessed. They're
possessed real cows.
Still, something that possesses a real cow is larger than something that possesses a human.
I mean, look at the size of the animal! Are we going to have to make a lot of trips, or do we need something portable to move the ghost, captured ghost into before we bring him back to the main storage facility?
Well, all we need is a nail gun and you know, some big knives, and we're fine.
Why can't we just take a vat, an ice cream vat, while we're there and just jack it to where it attracts them and we just suck them into it? And we got them all right there in a big old vat?
I know what we need.
Once they're in the net, we put them in the truck and we bring it back in.
We're going to have to differentiate between regular ice cream and Ecto ice cream.
It's Rocky Road.
You think it is. You don't know. They might
know.
They might have. I know. They might have branched out. You know. We're gonna have to make sure.
You'll see. It's the nuts interact with the milk.
I'm gonna hit the.
Very delectable to an ectoplasmic being.
I'm gonna run down to University of Louisville, sneak in the chemistry lab.
Yeah.
Work up a powder we can sprinkle across the ice cream. That will tell if it's ecto ice cream or not.
Okay.
What do I got to hit?
That's a 5.
Don't you want an ecto ice cream litmus test?
No, I just want the powder.
Stick, you could
I just want the powder.
You're going to ruin the ice cream.
I want the powder, and I want it to taste like Pop Rocks.
Okay. What color do you want it to be?
Pink.
Okay.
Imagine that.
I know.
Kite candy.
6.
Oh,
and that's exactly what you get. Congratulations.
Yeah. I come back and it's in these little bags.
Maybe I should.
I'm ready to go now, buddy.
Maybe I should do a contacts roll to look into this this guy's distributor to find out where this ghost cream is coming from. He makes the ice cream there.
They make ice cream. It's not ghost anything. It's just regular ice cream. Oh. You can get it at Pie Kitchen or anything you want.
No, I just want to find out where his ingredients are coming from.
Well, go and find out where his ingredients are coming from.
This is contacts?
Yeah, big contacts.
You're chatting up the town, baby.
Yeah, who are you going to chat up, first of all?
First I'm going to go to the, I'm going to go to a few networking events around town.
Okay.
Talk to the Best in Louisville committee.
Okay.
You know, find out.
Nice.
Isn't that good? Found out who's doing what in the ice cream biz, the local ice cream biz.
All right, go ahead and roll it up.
Oh,
2 6s.
That's 2. All right, Joe, what do you find?
Well,
Bernie, excuse me.
I was at the chamber, down at the chamber, doing some networking, you know, doing some catting around, and I found out that they have purchased. They actually import this cream from
Covington,
Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
From Covington, Kentucky.
Okay.
Famous for their.
Oh, sorry, not Covington. Fancy Farm.
Fancy Farms.
Nice.
Fancy Farms near Mayfield, Kentucky. Okay. Thank you very much.
No. Fancy Farms is a place. It's a city.
Yeah, but it's near.
It's near Mayfield.
Near Mayfield.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, come on. It's near Fancy Farm. You got to go with that one.
The Willett family makes the cream, and they're big shots in Fancy Farms. They put on the Fancy Farm political picnic rally every year.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was a church picnic.
Whatever it is.
It started off being a church picnic.
Still is a church picnic.
Now it's a massive political
event. Technically, it's still a church picnic.
And they're very prominent.
That's covered by Fox and CNN.
I know. It's
absolutely
crazy.
It is. So that's what I found out.
Okay.
Let's go to the factory.
All right. Night falls, and you get there, and everybody's leaving. Is there any certain setup you want to do first?
Well, it looks like Bernie's already token up.
That's what it looks like, doesn't it?
Hey, man, it's after hours. What do you want?
Dude, better living through modern chemistry.
Well, we'll wheel in the plasmodic net so that it's on hand.
Okay.
And we should start sweeping the place with the protoplasmic detector.
Okay. This place is set up in different long hallways, almost long areas where they freeze the ice cream. So it's pretty daggone cold in here. But it's not as cold as you might think it is, or
oh,
would
no,
be.
It's cold.
It's still cold.
It's really cold.
So it's probably in the 20s or 30s.
I'll load the shotgun with the ghost shell.
Okay. And sometime in the middle of the night, what?
Should we go get our cannon? Or,
it's
our
already rolled. It's already, they, already wheeled, wheeled it, in? It in, yeah.
Man, that thing is awful to mess yeah. with.
Is it one big, long room, or is
no,
it multiple
there's,
rooms?
No, they're separate. Imagine you have a hub, okay, like the spoke, or like the center of a wheel, the hub of a wheel, and there's three spokes that go out of it. All right, and each one of those spokes is this long line of vats for the ice cream, okay, for different flavors, and then in the center is where all the main cream and sugar and stuff comes in, and they have this piping system that goes out to each one, and they add flavors as it goes.
Todd?
Yes.
But before the crew, the day crew leaves,
yeah.
I'm going to walk up to one of them, and mm-hmm. I'm going to ask them where the most weirdness has happened.
Okay, do a you contact know,
hey,
roll.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Do a contact roll.
Yeah, we're here tonight. We're going to check into some of the weirdness going on.
Mm-hmm.
Where's most of the weirdness going on?
Okay.
I got a one.
Roll it.
I got a five.
Five. Get one. What does he say?
He tells us, his, strangely enough, things don't really get weird until they add the nuts to that rocky road.
I told you this.
Okay.
You know, so it's back there in between the nut bin and the mixing tank.
Okay.
It's near the
now, is that where they see everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where they see everything. So over there by the mixing tank, close to where the nut bin is.
Okay. So later on that evening, about the time and the stuff is still running. You can hear the machines going, and it's relatively loud in there because they got to keep everything cool. But you guys are set. Are you all in one place? Or are you spread
out?
Oh,
no, of course we split up.
Yeah, we'll split up, but I'm going to go ahead and get an apron on, put on the gloves. Give me one of the hats to
okay.
look like I belong.
Okay.
I'll sweep the place with the detector.
Okay. All right.
I got my Pop Rocks and a spoon.
Okay.
Aim the cannon at the stockpile of Rocky Road.
Oh, okay. Cool. Jerry's sweeping, and he sees this mist. It's not really a mist, but it's kind of this form come out in front of him, maybe about 20 feet down. And it just kind of rolls back and forth and goes up and down and then rolls back and forth.
I'll hold up the detector.
Uh-huh.
And I call it to the guys. Hey, I think I might have found something.
How's he going over the laptop?
Or is he just yelling at us?
I'll just yell. Hey, I think I might have found something.
Okay. So what do y'all do?
I walk over.
You
slowly.
Walk?
Yeah.
I go running. I run right over there. I got my spoon and my Pop Rocks and I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I do not run.
You walk? What about you?
Dude, where's
I'm gonna walk over to the rocky road that's already been made. Open up the container.
Uh-huh. All right.
Have it up.
You hear.
Who hears?
All of you.
All of you? From any particular place?
Kind of above you, but you can't really tell from
I throw my Pop Rocks up in the air.
You hear it go on again. But the image, as soon as you guys get over there and start to look, is gone. You don't even see it by the time you get over there.
Of course we don't. None of this is real.
For the
is
cracked gas
creepy
pipe.
Kids. Giggling? That's not freaking me out.
Dude, creepy kids always freak me out.
So what do you do with your machine or whatever, Doug?
I'll sweep for the ghost.
All right. Give me a tech roll.
I don't have any idea how to use this thing. I don't know why you guys let me hold it.
You grabbed it.
Four.
Four. All right, describe it, but with a penalty.
So we detect the ghost. The ghost has moved. We're all standing there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. The ghost has moved, and it's moved in the direction of the Rocky Road vat that John just opened.
So let's go to the Rocky Road vat and stand around it for a while nothing happens.
Okay.
I sprinkle some of the pop rocks on top of the vat of Rocky Road. Do I need to do a technology?
What does this stuff do?
It's supposed to tell me whether or not it's ectoplasm.
Okay.
So since it's pop rocks, I imagine they start popping.
Roll it.
4.
All right.
They start popping, but the ice cream starts going fluorescent green,
mm-hmm.
and it starts smelling putrid. And John standing right in front of it as it begins to bubble and spurt upon him.
Yeah.
Splorp. Good thing you're wearing that apron.
Yeah. It splats on you and has the wondrous smell of really bad Limburger cheese.
Dude, vinegar, take that right off.
I'm going to be over here for a few seconds.
It's definitely haunted, man. It's definitely haunted.
Why did you have to use the whole bag?
And that wasn't even close to the whole bag, buddy.
About that time, as you sprinkled that over there,
uh-huh.
you had heard laughing. Then you hear...
You made it mad.
Did that thing sound angry? Did that sound...
Yeah, I did. It wasn't me.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
He put the little puppy things on the ice cream and it goes bloop, bloop, bloop.
You were in the ice cream. You made the ghost mad.
Seems it's a like ghost. It can't eat.
It's on you, man.
The ghost can't eat.
If a ghost eats, that means a ghost also poops. And I don't
that
think
is
they
in,
do either.
That is infallible logic.
If it eats, it poops. If it poops, we can study it. If we can study it, we can weaponize it.
Indubitably.
Ectoplasmic fertilizer.
And as you poured that on there and it bubbles and stuff over John, is that right?
Yeah.
John? It bubbles, and then it takes on this, that it, instead of this nice chocolatey rocky road with, what's in it, almonds?
And marshmallows.
Almonds and marshmallows. All that turns into this green crud, and it just, you can see it, it's just kind of shriveling. All right, all down in the vat. And then... And then you hear this crashing above you. It's like everything else is just rattling all together, and then it stops.
Okay, clearly
so we got rid of it, man. We did it. Miller time.
Some of the equipment is malfunctioning in this place, and whatever pop rocks you cooked up in the chem lab at the university has ruined this whole batch of ice cream. Now we're probably out money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there no ice cream left? Or was this just one?
No, the Rocky Road. No.
That was just a bulk, man. That was just a bulk.
Yeah, the Rocky Road. This vat of Rocky Road is ruined.
30 gallons.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, no, see what happens. They pour it into bulks to ship out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay.
So.
You didn't destroy the production run. You destroyed
I destroyed a bulk. So there's still some here. I can destroy all of it if you want.
We don't even know what that stuff's doing other than ruining ice cream.
It shows that it's haunted. I told you what it does. No,
it might still be good.
Okay. Look, you don't think it's haunted. That's fine. But it is chemically infallible that it is contaminated with ectoplasm. That is infallible logic.
I hold the detector up to it.
I must concur with Mr.
You hold the detector up to see if it was ectoplasmic?
Yes.
Do a tech roll.
One!
All right.
Well, so far we've lost money tonight, boss.
Hose you with a truly
like cheese.
The GM gets to hose you with a truly dire situation resulting from your incompetence.
You hold up the ectoplasmic thing, and it starts to click and whir, and it buzzes, and it goes, zzz, and it starts to really go crazy. It's like, man, what am I doing? I must really be detecting something. And all of a sudden, it starts to get really, really warm. And now it starts to buzz real bad. I don't know what in the world's going on with this thing. And then it starts to get hot. So you let go of it, and it goes in this nice, beautiful, wonderful arc right into the vat where what was left of all the rocky road was, and explodes. And now you are all covered in Limburger cheese.
Yeah.
Head to toe.
Ectoplasmic.
Yes, ectoplasmic Limburger cheese. And it smells
and almond nuts.
Horrid.
I find the safety shower and hose myself off.
And that's the bad thing, because it's not coming off.
Oh, no. What did you do?
Especially the smell.
What did you do?
Me, this was your weird thing.
You heated it up, man. You heated it up.
Whatever you did, let's just focus on the ghost. We need to get the ghost, make sure we stop the ghost, and capture it.
Well, he's out of here. You heard him beat feet just a few minutes ago.
And whatever we do, you do not go to the lab anymore. Especially with no credit card, no money, nothing.
I didn't take the credit card.
I must agree with you on this.
I've got a friend.
This stuff stinks. It is horrible. I can barely keep my mind on what I'm supposed to do. But good thing we're locked in here as well.
We're not locked in here. We can leave anytime, man.
Leave anytime you want.
There's this thing over there. There's this emergency button over there. It says fire.
Todd.
Yep.
I'll fish out the detector so we can fix it at some point.
Okay. You fish out the detector. It all of that stuff is now underneath your fingernails and in your ear and stuff like that. Yeah.
You had to lean against the tub.
I had to get out twice because I had to pee once.
All right, we'll stop here. Stop here for the night.
So real quick, how many points did we get on that overall?
We are up 8 points. 8 of 14.
Okay. 8 of 14?
Yeah.
Okay.
8 of 14.
It's a good first night. All right. Any other questions?
Anyone?
Anyone?
Bueller?
All right. Everyone say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Okay. Now, in hindsight, I think Jason's idea about a garbage truck turned into a containment unit sounds really damn cool. I should have backed that idea. So we got lots of good equipment, some chemicals, and some information, and we can't wait to get into the next game. But why did Tommy Rocket get blamed when it was the horrid role of someone else that caused us to get doused in Limburgered refuse ice cream? Anyways, let us know what you think of the game. Our email address is roy@rusackgamers.com, and our voicemail is 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. You can also leave us a message on Facebook. Just look us up. Rusack Gamers, all one word. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Inspectors is copyright 2002 Memento Mori Theatrics.